field, they bleed over onto the other lot, onto 19?
It shouldn't, but there's enough parking on 20 for 8 cars.
That's what I was wondering. Are you going to go ahead and create enough parking on lot 19 to handle that project?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Would you guys like to see just an overview of how they might place the house and parking? Would that help you? I mean, just a sketch almost like that one that you had there with the parking going in. That might help them.
Okay.
Nicole? All right. Public hearing will be November 9th for that. And moving on, the last one we've got is Newton Lake Bluff LLC proposed nightly rental use in the existing home located at 189 Stony Point, Hollister. Special use request.
So your applicant, Newton Lake Bluff LLC, is seeking Division 3 special use approval for a nightly rental use for the single-family home located at 189 Stony Point in Fieldstone Bluff subdivision. This home currently has special use permit number 1640 for nightly rental, but it's proposed to change ownership, so they're seeking a new special use permit for the same use. And it's the one that's highlighted right there.
I'm going to come back up. So are there any proposed changes from the current structure of the nightly rental as far as
No, sir. The
current application that's approved?
It'll still be a 5-bedroom, 3-bath as it currently is.
Which is what was approved, right, Scott? The last go-around, a 5-bedroom? Same bedroom usage, all that good stuff?
Those all relate to your public hearing.
So this would be an application for a home that's got approval currently. Change in ownership with no changes in the usage of that. Okay, well that one will be November 9th as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So that ends the concept portion of tonight's meeting. We're going to move into concepts, public hearings, and final vote. And I believe there has been discussion to limit time for the public hearing. Randy?
We got a lot to go through. I'd make a motion to limit to 4 minutes per speaker.
4 minutes? We have a motion for 4 minutes. Any?
That speaker is not party to the case. Because we haven't ever limited the people that are involved with the case.
The applicant.
Correct.
Applicant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not including the applicant.
Right.
So we got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion to that? Hearing none, all those in favor of limit to 4 minutes for speakers less the applicant, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So the first one to come up will be Lot 14 on Majestic Circle, Branson, Jana Hill.
So Presley, would you go make sure if there's any public that wants to speak for that application is aware it's coming up.
Thank you.
Nobody? Okay.
You ready, Mr. Chairman?
Ready.
Okay. Applicant Jenna Hilt seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow nightly rental use for a future single-family home on Lot 14 located in at 345 Majestic Circle, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the property is 87 by 207 irregular in size in Lot 14 of the Majestic Estates at Majestic Point Subdivision. This property is served by Missouri American Water Company for water and City of Branson for sewer. On May 13, 2019, the Taney County Planning Commission approved a Division 3 permit request by Jenna Hill authorizing nightly rental use for 13 lots located on Majestic Circle, which includes the two adjoining lots to Lot 14. This project received a total score of 14 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And then after your applicant addresses it, you just move it to public hearing by consent of the planning. It doesn't take a vote. Just
so do you have the layout of...
Oh, sorry.
Can we give an overview?
Okay. Sure.
All right, so this is the property that we were talking about earlier, and there's 23 lots in the subdivision, and the properties that don't have Division 3 permitting right now are the five that we talked about earlier, these three, and this one. And so the request tonight is to get the permitting for this subdivision, and the two lots that already have it, actually three lots that already have it, and this one. Again, the network, the infrastructure's in place as far as, sewer and water, roads, and so subdivisions also need to go from the developer back in 06.
There's an overview of the approved lots.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing both concept and public, so based on what's been presented, are we ready to move to the public hearing part, or do you have specific questions for the applicant before we move that direction? Seems pretty straightforward what the request is.
I'm good.
Okay, do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for this application? In favor of this application? Do we have anyone in the audience that's here to speak or opposed to this application that wants to speak this evening? Neither? You want to come back up?
So I'll give you just a little overview while the applicant comes up. Our staff recommendations are standard Division 3, not the special use. Nightly rental, it has those few variables of the permit going away, not in this decision of record. It'll still limit the number of occupants to the number of bedrooms. Parking will have to match the number of bedrooms. And then she had presented this that we put on the PowerPoint, in case you wanted to address it, so I'll turn it over to the applicant.
Okay, you want me to just...
Yeah, go ahead, and if you want me to move through those slides, I can.
Sure, so one of the things, whenever we were going over the assessment of the subdivision to see, if it would be a good candidate for Division 3 nightly rentals, is I started knocking on doors to see what the neighbors felt. The good thing about this area is that it's in a nightly rental or a resort type area where it's got the Majestic condos right beside it. There's a lot of commercial property around there. It's really blown up with Chateau Cove, just to kind of give you your bearings. So, Chateau on the Lake is down here, and then this is the boat dock for Chateau on the Lake, and then this is Chateau Cove that's, really expanded for nightly rentals, and this as well is currently being built for nightly rentals. And then there's a few spotty houses in here that aren't nightly rentals,
But most of them did approve. I don't know if you want to show this one. So on this slide, so knocking on doors, you can see, you know, who approved. They're green stars. The ones that didn't approve are red stars, or red X's, and the ones that I don't know, we couldn't get a hold of, are the blue stars. So since we met last year, this property has been bought out by this developer, as well as this property, and so they're now green stars. And I believe this property is changing as well. You can see what the area is very much, you know, not the rental type area.
Yeah, the question I have is more specific to the lot. So what I know it's just a lot and you're asking for approval, but from a size standpoint of what are you looking to put in?
We do have some people that live in the neighborhood. So we, you know, really wanted to stay away from 11 bedrooms, you know, really packed in homes, and both of these houses you know, are about 6 bedrooms. And, you know, just living down here through the peak season on this one, you know, it hasn't been bad at all. So we might not be able to share.
So that'd be what? 14 cars?
6 bedrooms, 7, yep. Well, no, 7 parking spaces.
7 parking. 7 parking. Not 2.
14 okay. Occupants and yeah. 7 parking.
And the lots are pretty good size. They're half acre plus. You know, some of them are a little under a half acre, so you've got plenty of size, you know, to have parking.
Okay, this is a Division 3 and not a special use.
Yes.
So, any questions for the applicant?
Yeah, for Scott. Do they have to, so usually there's sewer connection to either septic or county sewer. So does it have to be in the final draft to be compliant with the city's standards for sewer connection?
When they get their building permit,
okay.
They'll have to show us approval for septic or sewer.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's where we catch.
I didn't see it in the, in your document, so that's why I was asking. It's usually in their county for septic, that it has to be approved. Or there's some documentation.
Well,
in the staff recommendations.
So, on the, I don't remember it being on the,
because I don't think we've done that before. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. But before they can build the structure, they have to have approval to sewer connection, okay. If it's Branson or Taney County okay. Regional Sewer or a septic permit.
So. Okay.
They can't even build the structure without that approval.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I can tell you that, you know, building the Kingsway house as well as our house, that they're the same size. And so we didn't have any problems or any questions with water or sewer.
So you got approval for the sewer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I do know if you put in really monster-sized houses that Branson or the American Water has really strict guidelines mm-hmm. and you have to have a certain size of pipe, and it really blows up whenever you go to the bigger houses.
Any other questions, comments? Are you to a point of making a motion? Considering a motion?
I make a motion to approve based upon
2-3-A-B-C-D-E-F.
That does
meet
all
those provisions. Okay. So do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Well, let's back up a second. So,
you got to read that back first.
I want to read that back. So basically this one's being approved, so we don't need the specifics.
Yeah, your approvals means that they meet all the criteria.
For you to put the motion out there, but if it's a denial within the motion, that we would have to have that. So it meets, the motion is to approve the application presented?
Yes.
So do we have a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?